Next time we do wireless, we got to take Jack over to the TikTok booth.
Okay.
He can meet some influencers.
Write that down, Blake.
I think he kind of wants to. So this is the time for Picks with Friends. We actually had planned to have Picks with Friends. And then you know what happened?
What happened?
Once again.
Golf.
Oh, yeah, I know. That was tempting.
Cat's right.
Golf screws up everything?
Golf screws up the ticket in general.
I didn't even get invited.
Corby and Bob didn't want to bring you to golf?
No. It's like I'm not even a real member of their show.
Man, that's sad.
Man, that is sad.
You're not on that level, though.
Donovan's here, though.
Golf threat level. Yeah. Yeah, Donovan's here.
Davey.
Jubb. My sightseeing buddies.
Yeah. Oh.
Man, I went to dinner with Craig Miller last night.
They went to our spot, Jubb.
Oh, that place is good, isn't it?
Yeah, got some mahi tacos.
Yeah.
Some chips. That's when you knew it's good.
Chips.
Great. Did you get some dessert salsa?
That's an honest mistake. When you're reading really fast.
And you've been sightseeing so
and
much.
You've been sightseeing.
But Craig and I were just marveling at George.
What about me?
Just your... The motor. The engine.
You got to play hard.
The out-of-townness of Jubb.
The machine doesn't break.
I've just never seen anything like this. You're defying... It's kind of like...
It's not that big a deal.
When you watch Tom Brady at age 45 throw for 4,500 yards.
Yeah.
Get a little sniff there. That's good. And then you just come out here and you think, George, been at the ticket for...
I haven't done anything that great. I just went sightseeing. We had a good time.
But you're going hard. You're doing bits all the time. And then you're just inventing bits. There's nothing planned. Nobody asked you to do this. You just decided, I'm going to go to a college campus and drink as much as I can for 2 hours and then go on the air.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I love it.
And he didn't want to leave either. Like, I got us back here. Like,
I was listening.
We're already way behind.
Yeah, you guys were late.
Yeah.
We left late. Got a late start. But.
And you couldn't walk around here. There's tons of bars around here.
Yeah, we wanted to go someplace.
Yeah, what's the
we
fun in that?
It was Danny White related.
Yeah, it was. Today's Danny White's birthday, and we wanted to see the house that Danny built.
Was it pretty impressive?
11 drinks for 11.
And all the girls were like, yeah, that name sounds kind of familiar.
They knew who he was.
White.
Right. Steve
Smith. Basic. Yeah.
Danny is still a huge name here in the Valley.
Hang on. One of the ladies asked, was he the quarterback now?
Yeah.
Jubb had to say no.
Is she our,
like
is he 50 our
years ago. And she went, oh.
Well, kind of. Danny is the forever quarterback for Arizona State and the Cowboys, in my mind.
Did you meet Dominic? Dominic Robinson?
I did, yeah. We were just talking.
He's our guy.
Dominic knows who Danny White is.
He was here.
I would think so, yeah.
So you picked up Corby?
I did pick up Corby.
And then you guys went
incredible.
Back out.
Yeah, he's a machine, man. I was impressed.
Because I would never have gone back out with you.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest.
You would have. I'd have got you, Dan.
I think I would have been in bed for the next 3 days.
Right.
After that, yeah. No
I'm
sleep.
Exhausted from being here for 3 days.
Yeah.
And I'm looking
Me too.
At, well, you should be.
What time did you go up to your room last night?
Halftime.
See, that's exactly when I got back. And you guys were talking such a big game.
If I'd have known that, I would have waited up.
What about you?
Corby's like,
boy. You need to go to bed.
We all dispersed at halftime.
We left the show like 10 minutes early because I wanted to be back to watch the second half of Kyrie with you guys.
I'm sorry, man.
We were trying to talk. We were trying to talk Bob into letting us all come back to his room, but that didn't work out. Jake, I texted you to go to Rick Ross with me last night. I'm so glad you didn't text me back.
Yeah, that would have been a bad idea.
It was bad. You would have been mad at me.
Where was that?
The W.
Should have texted me. I would have gone.
You
that sounds
gone
great.
To see Rick Ross?
Yeah.
How was the show?
It was bad.
What does that mean?
It wasn't good.
Oh, okay. That's
it was the opposite. Mean,
definition of
it was the opposite.
Sound was bad.
Good. Yeah, the sound was horrible.
There's Shannon Sharp right there,
he
everybody.
Did. Uh-oh. Is he fighting?
Hey, Unc. Big fan.
Act like we don't.
What, Donovan?
Sorry you have to work with Skip.
We tried that so once.
You love it. I got to be up to like two dozen now.
I know, but
what's the payoff besides
there is
Donovan
none.
Kind of liking
just, but at least
no,
it is
Donovan hates
no, I love
Sharp.
It. I think it's great. That, I'm joining in that on that, Jake. I like that.
That everyone knows. Bit. But now when you go for a writer for that no one knows, and one of the writers stuck next to him for like 5 minutes, and Jake's trying to shake him after he tells him he's a big fan.
Like, okay, how do I get out of
gotta,
this?
Gotta go now.
Who's the guy you hit up going into the media party? I'd heard of him. He was a writer.
One of them's Charles McDonald. He's right there. The bucket hat. And there was the entire staff of The Ringer. The Athletic. Basically all the football dorks you could imagine. Which is pretty much the only people here.
Yeah.
Just dorks and
football dorks.
And there, hey, there's Joy Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gonna, I talked to her. You going to tell her big fan?
I already did it.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I don't want a restraining order.
Hey,
no,
Jory,
seriously.
Bigger fan.
Speaking of restraining orders.
What?
I feel like Donovan is almost going to end up in court.
What are you talking about?
By the end of the day.
For what?
USA Today, girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now you're right.
Yeah. He's ogling a lot of girls, and then when we had a couple girls over here, he just said, can I take your picture?
Well, I was going to put it out on the social media so everyone who we were talking to could see, and then I just forgot.
Oh, okay, yeah, me too.
But I just ended up in my personal
saved it to a sorted folder.
And then I put it in the hidden folder. So no, I'll put it out there on social media right now.
How come we can't get Shannon Sharp?
Oh, I'm sorry, Blake.
I don't know. He wants to talk to Raider Nation.
I think that's JT the Brick.
Where?
The guy at the Raider desk.
That's JT?
I think so. Somebody told me that the other day.
You guys should be getting more guests out there.
Shut up. I saw Pharrell.
I'd love to get Pharrell.
He looks like he's 100.
Who told me? Oh, Brian Curtis told me.
That's probably what people say when they see me walk by, too. Seven a chub.
Not when,
like
they, not when they see you do the gritty and
yeah,
the waddle back to back
with the college girls.
No way. Is there video of Jub gritty?
Oh yeah,
oh,
Bob,
yeah.
Seen Bob
okay.
Posted it.
It's pretty amazing.
Oh
Bob,
yeah.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to check that out.
See, I think we should go and on the other side try to get Shannon Sharp.
Okay. Next.
Davey, what'd they say?
Does Davey know that he could use a microphone?
You would think he would be.
You know we're on the air.
I didn't know we were back from the break. Sorry.
The funniest part is he kind of leaned down towards the headset.
No, I was leaning down towards you.
Okay.
I don't understand
he's
radio.
Leaning towards your microphone.
He's right there.
Say it to you in
no,
your
yeah,
microphone.
I talked to his dude, and he said that they have somewhere else to be, and they have limited time left before they have to be
Take
somewhere
the
else.
Over there.
But I told him that we also hate Skip, and Skip used to work for our station. So
did that help?
We're speaking of Shannon Sharp, of course. If you just over
there, Donnie,
the
say, hey, we used to work with Skip.
Yes, we're live on Radio
Yeah, you got
Road,
the wireless, Donnie.
And it's never been busier.
He's doing an interview with some gal with a phone. Why not?
Yeah, they could stop with for girl with phone.
Yeah.
There's got a big crowd around it.
Huge crowd.
I feel like he's bigger now
Challenge
than
him
he
to
ever
an arm
was
wrestling,
player.
By far.
He's got a fake JB Smooth over there. With the
you know what?
Yeah, no, that's
I was going
too.
To say I thought that was JB Smooth,
I
but I thought I would be charged right. with racism.
No, so I could say it. I'm good.
Yeah, you may have been charged with that
Shannon,
one.
Shannon, this guy can take you in arm wrestling.
Well, he's in the middle of an interview. That's not going to... You got to wait till he walks off.
Ratiating
Mr.
Us.
Sharp!
Double
could
S.
You, could you take him?
No, I could.
He's retired.
He looks great.
He's old.
Looks great. That girl was actually going to beat me.
Was she really?
Yeah.
She had
really?
Some guns.
Yeah.
And you were going to let her also.
You know, chivalry.
I think you know.
Yeah, when did JB Smooth get into the media?
Gentlemen.
He's a handler.
Yeah, he's just back there taking pictures. Shannon Sharp.
Walk up and ask him, hey, JB,
No, I'm not going to do that. You, one of you guys can.
Hey, I love you on curb.
No, we can.
What's Larry David like,
JB?
Man, what is it like playing Caesar on those commercials? Just let me know, please.
Tell us about the funniest Manny.
Boy, people are really into Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, they are.
It's like the biggest crowd I've seen around anybody the whole time we've been here.
He loves it, too.
And you know
every
what?
Every second of it.
That is kind of weird that now we're at a time when not like a huge camera like that dude has. It's just an interview on a phone.
Yeah.
And she got it.
Can't be good audio quality.
He's wearing a medium zip with no undershirt.
Now, you know what?
It's about to pop.
I am going to say that's not the case. He's just huge. He could have on a double XL and he'd still look that big. He's just a built guy.
I want a liner.
I don't like being accused of people wearing two sizes too small.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
How about just wearing something that fits? What's wrong with that? And this has been your...
Where's my guy,
clothing
Pat McAfee?
Minute.
I think he just walked off the set.
Do you love McAfee?
Yeah, I think...
He's still on the set.
It's for the brand.
It's because of the brand.
Is it because of the punting or because of the shirts?
It's the whole
punting
package.
Punting, the teams thing. Yeah.
No, he's still up there.
Okay.
Well, anyway,
my kids love him. All right, this is the best.
Oh
no,
this is the best.
Bye, Shannon. Bye, Shannon.
Mr. Sharp. Mr. Sharp, a question for the ticket.
Man, he would beat us all one by one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if we gang up, though.
Okay, that's a good one. All of us.
We right all now, take we him got, down.
Dominic's here.
Dominic. No,
okay, you know what? Sure numbers. If it's six of us, then I think we can. But someone's going to be sacrificed. A couple of us will probably get knocked out.
Yeah, like lions trying to take down an elephant.
Right, and then the other four will be able to pounce. Now, who's going to step up and be the two that gets
Dominic
knocked out?
Dominic and Davey go first because they're imposing.
No, they need to be on the back wave because if they get knocked out, we're screwed.
Done. Yeah,
let's go through the other four.
Let's send them Dan.
No problem.
Let's send them Dan for an appetizer.
And then, you know what? I'll take one for the team.
Okay.
Dan and I will be the first
wave. Dan's just a distraction. He's like, what is going on here?
And then he'll get a little tired.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
I like Jake right
bounce.
In the middle because.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then we need the big man to try to subdue.
I got like 5 seconds of old man fight. So put that somewhere like right in the middle.
But you have some weight on you that you can make him lean on a little bit.
So if we just need to pin both shoulders? What do we need to do?
I don't know. I'm knocked out. You guys are going to have to figure that out yourself. I fought in the first wave. Dan, we're taking one for the team.
We should have told Shannon Sharp about Deuce. Tight end thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, we
missed our total.
Mr. Sharp! Mr. Sharp!
We know.
Do you have advice for a young tight end
we
coming
know a
up
tight end.
But Dan is right, though. The outside dudes, we can't compete with them.
Yeah.
Because
we're
they will whisk
alpha'd.
You away to go to the big outside booths that are the sheer alpha dogs.
Yeah, it didn't used to be like that.
That's where all the hots are.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Can we not get a set with monitors?
You're gambling...
Big backdrop next year.
Up top.
Who do we need to talk to? Kat?
Yeah, I mean, Ithaca College has a better set than we do.
I know.
They stand out, that's for sure.
Yeah. Like, I think if we had like even just a backdrop, like some of the backdrop people are still getting big folks.
That helps.
We don't have anything.
Right there. And maybe we could bring a tripod that's tall enough to stand on its own instead of being set on a chair.
It's a tiny little...
we sent a table skirt, but Killer couldn't figure out how to put it on.
All right.
Did they really?
Okay. We have a ticket table skirt?
It's around there somewhere.
I don't know how to put it on.
Okay.
Seriously, we need
Killer's
a backdrop.
Hard.
Let's get a backdrop, and I think that'll
we
help
need to look
chances.
More professional.
Right.
What Killer's doing is yelling at Jack.
Because that's the only person he can yell at.
So year 25 is when we're figuring this stuff out?
Hey, way back in the day, we used to bring at least a banner. We'd like put it on the wall there or something.
But the game has changed.
The bar
has been raised. Just look around.
Yeah. We've got one of those ticket backdrops.
We need to bring a hot and a veteran.
Well, we have Jake. It's the only hot we have.
Greg Cosell from NFL Matchup, Donovan.
What?
Where?
Right there, the blue suit.
Is he related to Howard?
It's the gentleman.
I think he's like his nephew.
He is indeed my nephew.
Oh, hey, Howard.
Joining us now is Howard Cosell.
Over there looking truculent.
The late great.
Good to be with you. It's good to have you, Howard.
Do you have any sightseeing planned for today?
I thought I might go to Arizona State, the home of Daniel Wizzo White, who led the Cowboys to three straight NFC title games in the early 80s.
Back when that wouldn't have been a big accomplishment.
No, it was like a terrible thing.
That was enough.
Everyone
to trade
wanted him
Danny
out because he wasn't Roger.
Romo could never.
Yeah. I mean, think about that.
I'm thinking about it right now.
Oh, is he
thought
thinking
about
it?
Yeah, he was wronged. And then Hogaboom became the starter the next year, and it took Danny a while to get the job back, and by then it was too late, and they missed the playoffs for the first time in 10 years.
How do you think Landry would have handled Romo?
Would not have made the team.
How do you think Landry would have handled Dak?
Better than Jason Garrett.
I mean,
I'll say that.
Reggie Collier was third string.
He'll say that.
What?
You'll say that.
Yeah.
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 And we can say,
I'll say that.
Hell,
you know. He would have made him a fullback.
All right.
No.
Well,
I really want Jubb with McAfee. We got denied by Shannon Sharp.
Oh, man.
Did get Darren Woodson.
He's not on the set anymore. You think he put on a jacket to cover up his?
Yeah, he usually
black
has
tea.
Like a sport coat to put over it.
Formal McAfee.